Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
News today. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border. It's the border between depraved autocracy and freedom-loving people seeking our democratic way of life. Do we have a stake in that outcome? Yes. Undeniably, yes. Will we rise to the occasion? Will we stand shoulder to shoulder with our Ukrainian brothers and sisters who for 1,151 days have been holding off the depraved, thuggish dictator Vladimir Putin, who has respected no norms of warfare. He's targeted children in hospitals and schools. He's bombed apartment blocks, killing thousands.
That's not true. Here they are waving their Ukrainian flags, the Democrats.
Bushman, comment, does Speaker Johnson deserve credit for how this played out?
He does. Look, we came into Congress together, and he always cared about civility. He actually led the civility
That's
pledge.
Right. Yeah.
And we had one issue, which was give individual votes. Don't lump things together. And I give him credit for doing this. I would actually vote to table any motion to vacate him. You know, Chairman McCaul quoted Churchill. One of the things Churchill said is that America always exhausted every wrong option until doing the right thing. Yeah. And this shows that American democracy still is very strong.
Okay, you just said something significant. You said you would oppose the motion to vacate. In other words, you will protect Speaker Johnson's job if Marjorie Taylor Greene and the others go through with their threat to try to remove him.
I would, through the end of the term. I expect Speaker Pelosi, Speaker Jeffers will be there in 2025. But look, and I'm a progressive Democrat, and I think you would have a few progressive Democrats doing that. And I disagree with Speaker Johnson on many issues and have been very critical of him. But he did the right thing here, and he deserves to keep his job till the end of this term.
So Speaker Johnson is now Speaker for the Democratic Party with 197 days left to the most important election in world history. And we've got the Democrats and some Republicans waving Ukrainian flags. Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene posted on X a photo of flag-draped coffins that are draped the American flag. That's why we fly the American flag, not the Ukrainian flag. House passes Ukraine funding bill on Adolf Hitler's birthday. Of course, their main military force, the Azov battalions, are admitted hardcore Nazis. The Canadian Parliament hailed an actual SS 99-year-old officer that actually took place in massacres of Jews and Poles and others. One famous event where they killed 30,000 Poles and Jewish Poles and other Poles in a two-day period and put them in a giant pit in the park in one of their cities. He actually took part in that, and he gets a standing ovation, and they sit there and talk for like an hour about how great he fought the Russians in World War II. Well, we know who fought the Russians in World War II, at least if you've got fifth grade education in history, you do, or I guess people don't anymore. For those that don't know, the Russians were the main group fighting the Nazis in World War II. 26 million dead Russians, 24 million dead Germans. The numbers vary. Big broadcast lineup today. Stay with us.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It's Sunday, April 21st, 2024. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to thank you all for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. A very interesting and extremely popular young talk show host who was here interviewing me Saturday, who's been a guest before, Jackson Hinkle, will be in studio coming up in about 30 minutes from now for the balance of the Sunday show. And then we have Sunday Night Live with Chase Geyser, 6 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, coming up this evening in a little under 2 hours. Okay. Congress passed the ultra-massive spending package yesterday. And they took time away from their normal insider trading to pass a $95.3 billion spending package with $60 billion for Ukraine, $21 billion for Israel, billions for Hamas, because that's who gets it in Gaza, so our government funding both sides as usual, and $9-plus billion to stir up conflict with China. So, for Southeast Asia and the South China Sea, absolutely insane. And there's so many clips here that it makes my head spin that are just insane. We have Democrats, multiple clips of representatives like Gary Conley of Virginia. This is a talking point. Several of them said this, saying, "We've got to secure Ukraine's border. It's our border." That was over $1 billion in the overall package of the $60 billion to Ukraine to secure their border. Places like Belarus, but not our border, and not to stop the human trafficking and sex slavery and massive crime wave. It's just staggering how the deep state Democrats working with the Republican establishment, because Trump and the progeny of the Tea Party has a beachhead, the Republican Party, and is taking it over. I'd say the Republican Party is about 70% taken over by populist patriots, but it's such narrow majority when it comes to the Democrats in Congress, in the House, that they're able to team up with the Democrats and then outvote the Republicans. And that's what happened. So the Republicans were doing a pretty good job the last, 3 months? They've been holding up first it was a $200 billion bill, then it was a $60 billion bill. But after the Iran attack with those missiles a week ago, they were able to ram through going, "We've got to get Israel more missiles for their Iron Dome." And I'm all for Israel having missiles for their Iron Dome, but Israel per capita is way wealthier than us. You know, imagine if it was $30 billion for America and, $20 billion for Israel and $30 billion for Ukraine. And but no, it's $60 billion for Ukraine and $20-something billion for Israel and $9 billion to stir up trouble in the South China Sea. And not one red penny, not one cent, not one dime, with old Eisenhower on it. Not one dime, not one quarter with good old George Washington on it. Not one Benjamin Franklin, not a $100 bill. Zero, 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 zero forever. Unbelievable. This country is falling apart. Inflation is out of control. The border is completely dissolved, and it's all Cloward and Piven. I'm going to play a very powerful, concise 5-minute video in a few minutes of a talk show host who I've been a fan of for years, and he's been in studio before, interviewed me, but I'm going to lie to interview him. Mark Moss really concisely knocked it out of the park on Cloward and Piven. And of course, governments have tried to collapse things before to bring in tyranny. It's not like they invented this, but their plan has been adopted since the 70s, developed in the 60s, by the Democratic leadership. And Klaus Schwab has adopted it with the WEF and the UN, and they admit they're collapsing society to build back better in the Great Reset. So it's a big deal, but these are staggering clips, and I've got a bunch of them. I'm just going to play three of them. First, let's play, as I mentioned it, and unlike the corporate media, they'll say something about me and then never show me actually saying it. Or they'll show another clip that isn't me saying it. When I tell you something, I like to show it to you. So here's one of the clips. Representative Gary Connolly, a Virginia Democrat, arrogantly saying Ukraine's border is our border. Here it is.
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border. It's the border between depraved autocracy and freedom-loving people seeking our democratic way of life. Do we have a stake in that outcome? Yes. Undeniably, yes. Will we rise to the occasion? Will we stand shoulder to shoulder with our Ukrainian brothers and sisters who for 1,151 days have been holding off the depraved, thuggish dictator Vladimir Putin, who has respected no norms of warfare? He's targeted children in hospitals and schools. He's bombed apartment blocks, killing thousands.
That's not true. I actually looked that up when I saw that yesterday. It's estimated about 300 people have died from collateral damage in Ukraine, which is the craziest accuracy I've ever seen. The Pentagon estimates that half of the munitions being dropped on Gaza are not smart. I mean, they're not even going after a specific group. It's just they blow whole buildings up. And they're just a bomb you drop from 10,000 feet. That's collateral damage, though, when Israel does it. And I'm not even defending Russia. That's not my job. I'm an America First guy. But the West started this fight with the Russians. That's on record. You don't believe me, go look up. George Soros says he engineered civil war in Ukraine, CNN, Fareed Zakaria. It comes right up. George Soros, Fareed Zakaria, Ukraine war. He only went on once like 8 years ago, 2 years after he did it. He said, with the State Department, I got $5 billion and we overthrew that government and now we are causing a proxy war and I will soon be the Tsar of Russia. Russia has not invaded anybody since the mid-1970s when they invaded Afghanistan. And it's now been declassified that the U.S. government was funding the Afghans to start attacking into provinces outside of Afghanistan, north into areas of Russia areas, Russia-controlled areas. And the Russians walked into a CIA trap. It wasn't launched by Reagan, as the media gives him credit. It was Zbigniew Brzezinski and Jimmy Carter that did that. And that took the Taliban and bin Laden, and you know, bin Laden worked for the CIA. Don't believe me, just type in bin Laden worked for the CIA. You'll get like BBC, AP, Reuters. That's a fact. You won't get it by clicking news. You'll click web and find the old articles, but it's there. So my point is, this is the best enemies money can buy. And then Russia, on the invite 7 years ago, of the Syrians in soon as Trump got in, because Trump said, sure, I'm against, you know, ISIS, which is Al-Qaeda. So the U.S. said, we're not going to attack the Russians. Go in. The Russians went in with heavy casualties on the ground and the air and took out ISIS over 3 years. And the Pentagon got caught behind Trump's back aiding ISIS. That came out in Congress. Remember, Trump used to say that Obama is the father of ISIS. He literally is. He funded the Muslim Brotherhood, the Arab Spring. I mean, all of that was our government. Blowing up churches, taking over our allies in Egypt, working with radical Islam, just like the left does today. So it's not that I'm against Israel. I'm against funding both sides and then bringing all the Islamists here for further destabilization. There's a larger plan going on, and I'm not just looking at it as one side's good, one side's bad. The globals are funding both sides. And now Moscow has issued a dire warning after Ukraine aid bill of $60+ billion, saying this is terrorism. Ukraine's been launching thousands of drone attacks on our civilian cities and killing thousands of Russians and in civilians. It's the other way around from what the congressman said. And we're going to really start getting serious when you do that. So we're just marching towards World War III, and I would really like to not see that happen.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now. But we allows us to go on trips and save some money. But that's how they are. I mean, they love working 14 hours a day, but they weren't doing that 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And all of my family, including family that are doctors, not my dad, other family that's doctors, have to work 60 hours a week. I mean, unless you're some rock star plastic surgeon or some brain surgeon, you know, the top surgeons, they can command whatever they want. Those guys are making $10 million a year. But the average dentist, the average doctor, the average MD is making a few hundred grand a year. And you know their liability insurance is like $30,000 a year, and there's all the other expenses and everything else. Most doctors don't even start making money until they're 35, paying off the student loans. So all I'm saying is I don't need to read the news that tells me the economy's great. I talk to people on the street. I look at the numbers. You're out there listening. You're like, yeah, yeah, we hear you. And all of my family is working more than they've ever worked. And they've got college degrees and honorable discharges. And they're managers. And they've all got two jobs at least. And that's not counting the other jobs they do. The other, you know, we have a family farm, family ranches. And running cows and planting Christmas trees and stuff just pays the taxes. And so sometimes they're up at 10 o'clock at night baling hay, and they love it. God love them. But the point is, you compare that when they're driving around, you know, with the tractor and the lights on to the average millennial sitting around with their thumb up their rear end. And you can criticize boomers all day, but a lot of them are lazy, a lot of them are hardworking, and then the people right behind the boomers, Gen Xers, I'm seeing the statistics. I'm not saying everybody young is bad, but the numbers are clear. The millennials are the most lazy generation ever seen. They have no aspiration on average. Some are great. And you get into the Gen Z people, and I mean, it's just a freak show. An absolute freak show. No connection to reality. I mean, I remember being like 12 years old saying, I want a new pair of tennis shoes. My dad said, get up and get a job. And I remember about 12 years old sitting at the Easy Mart. He was pumping gas. He said, go in and get me a coffee and blah, blah, blah. We're going to go out on the boat or something. My dad said, if you want new tennis shoes, you need to get a job. So he'd buy me like two pairs of shoes a year, which is great looking back on it because I had to figure stuff out. I remember going to my dad. So I've been reading the newspaper back then. I go, well, actually, there's child labor laws. He laughed, and he said, well, I don't think it precludes that. And about a day later, he goes, I looked it up. You're right. He goes, you won the $100 bet. I had a $100 bet with him. But he said, now here's your $100. But he said, you're really in trouble now. And I said, I don't know how to get a job. So he put me in the car and drove to the marina in the neighborhood, speaking of boats, marches me into the old World War II bet or whatever it was, wasn't that old then, behind the counter, and goes, my son, he's learning how to work. Will you hire him here? And he goes, yeah, we'll hire minimum wage. You say so, Mr. Jones, and blah, blah, blah. How many days a week you want to work? Well, I want him to work after school, you know, during the months and then some in the summer, and I'll be able to have a few weeks off when we go on vacation, but that's great. He'll be here. What do you want him to do? And he goes, I'll put him to work power washing. And then as soon as I was power washing and go get the keys of this or bring that over here or get in this golf cart and drive over here and do this, all of a sudden I had all these people that were in this wealthy area of Dallas seeing a kid work, and they're like, hey, who are you? Who are your parents? You want a job? You want to come mow my yard? Then all of a sudden I was mowing people's yards. And see, that's why I know people that have worked know this. You're like, why are you telling me something we already know? Because a lot of people don't know this, folks. A lot of people, speaking of the devil, that's my middle daughter calling me, they don't know how this works. Like, you don't just go get a minimum wage job. You go get it, And when you work hard, you get promoted. I remember I only had a few fast food jobs, and the reason I quit them was within 2 months at the two fast food jobs I had three. Every time, within 2 months, I was the manager. Well, I was getting double the money, but it meant they wanted 60, 70 hours a week. And when you're 17, 18, bossing around 25-year-olds, it doesn't go well. And I didn't like telling people to get their asses in gear and pay attention at the ice cream shop and the two hamburger places I work. But I'm digressing, and I'm sorry. As you get older, you get more and more nostalgic. But the only bad part about working in the marina was that's when I started drinking at 12. Because the old World War II vets, there's a couple of them that managed it, and I guess they owned it. They were always giving me Coors Lights. Well, you work really hard. You just cleaned 14 boats today, boy. Get over here and have a Coors Light with me. Then it'd be like, I'm going fishing at 5 a.m. tomorrow. I'm going to catch catfish. You ready to go? And, man, it's the coolest thing hanging out with those old men. But then it's 5 a.m. They're trying to get you to drink Coors Light. So, I don't know. Some will say it's good to shelter your children. Of course, I looked like I was 15 when I was 12. I'm done talking about that. Let's go to this disgusting, traitorous clip of them openly saying Mike Johnson's owned by the Democrats and they're going to outvote the Republicans now. This makes McCarthy look like an angel cake. Here it is.
Congressman Conant, does Speaker Johnson deserve credit for how this played out?
He does. Look, we came into Congress together, and he always cared about civility. He actually led the civility
That's
pledge.
Right. Yeah.
We had one issue, which was give individual votes. Don't lump things together. And I give him credit for doing this. I would actually vote to table any motion to vacate him. You know, Chairman McCaul quoted Churchill. One of the things Churchill said is that America always exhausted every wrong option until doing the right thing. Yeah. And this shows that American democracy still is very strong.
Okay, you just said something significant. You said you would oppose the motion to vacate. In other words, you will protect Speaker Johnson's job if Marjorie Taylor Greene and the others go through with their threat to try to remove him.
I would, through the end of the term. I expect Speaker Pelosi, Jeffers will be there in 2025. But look, and I'm a progressive Democrat, and I think you would have a few progressive Democrats doing that. And I disagree with Speaker Johnson on many issues, and I've been very critical of him. But he did the right thing here, and he deserves to keep his job till the end of this term.
All right, and we are back live broadcasting worldwide. We're going to go to break here in a couple minutes. So I'm going to come back and really put my... not blinders on us, but it is like blinders. Ignore all the stuff that doesn't matter and focus on what is important. And we are loaded for bear. We got a special guest, Jackson Hinkle, coming into studio. And we've got the waterfront to cover here. But what a spectacularly disgusting clip. And you heard him. Yeah, and now the Republicans will be so pissed we'll lose the House. No, don't be pissed. Go vote for MAGA. Go vote for Patriots. We're getting more and more good people each time. It's a process. We're winning. We're on the march. And we're revealing the stuff that's happening. But Speaker Johnson, on a satanic scale, just when I look at him, is about an 8 out of 10. And that's saying a lot. I mean, Newsom's like a 9. Hillary's about a 9.5. Because it shines through so bad on Ryan Stelter's about a 9.5. It's the highest we've seen. I mean, that guy's a walking demon. Poltergeist. He's a star in the new Exorcist movie. And then you got people like Hillary. She's a 10.7. She actually breaks the scale. But we're going to get serious, come back with our guests, and plow through it all today. But hey, $90 billion for other countries and war and death. Nothing for our veterans. Nothing for our people. Nothing but pain. Yep, we're getting gang raped. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up communist China in 1949. The communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks.
This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Jackson Hinkle has exploded onto the scene, reaching tens of millions of people a day, and with more ex-followers than I have. You can find him at Jackson Hinkle, like the German bomber, on X. Man, we've got a lot. I want to cover a lot of news with you, get your take on a whole host of subjects. You interviewed me Saturday. It's great to have you here. When is that going to air?
I think in about 2-3 days we'll have it up on X and Rumble, and it was a great conversation, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you're a good interviewer, unlike me. You let people talk. What do you want to tackle first? A lot of people know who you are. Some people watching or listening on radio stations may not know. You've been on air 3 years. You've exploded. You reach like 10 million people a day, I would say, conservatively. I've been watching you for a while. You've been as a guest before. What makes you tick? You've got very eclectic political views as well.
Well, foreign policy has always been an interest of mine. There's no reason why we should be spending billions of dollars on these wars when our country's falling apart. But I think just over the course of the Biden administration, it's gotten so bad, so violent, so bloody that people all across the country have woken up to the truth. And that's why there's been this surge in, people looking for that sort of content. But overall, multipolarity, foreign policy, ending the wars, and ending this illegal surveillance state that is now coming after you. We saw the CIA this week coming after you in elite footage. That was crazy.
And I knew that all along. I mean, there was the chief counsel of the FBI admitted he initiated all this psychological warfare operation against me. And so I'm just honored they did it. I mean, crazy.
Yeah, they always admit the truth. I was just listening to the end of that Tucker Carlson episode on Joe Rogan, and he was
huge interview.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy what he said about you. It's true what he said about you, but also it was very interesting what he said about the deep state coup against Richard Nixon.
Most popular president since George Washington.
Yes, yes, and it 100% was a deep state coup.
Like he had like 69% of the vote.
Yeah, yeah.
Black people, white people, they all loved him.
Yeah, and everyone knows what happens. He was, you know, he was making peace all around the world with not all around the world, but with countries like China, for example. And he was doing things that the deep state didn't like.
And the economy was roaring. And within 6 months of him out of office, they tanked the economy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They tanked the economy, and then they went on to start even more wars and continue the wars and do all that. And, you know, he was an outsider. He came from a poor family. He came from Whittier, California, I think it was.
Absolutely.
And,
farmers.
Yeah, he was an outsider, 100%. You see that again with Donald Trump today. They just cannot tolerate that.
Well, he thought he was really the president, and he worked 18 hours a day and was smarter than them. They didn't like that. He was not an Ivy Leaguer.
No, no. But he was very intelligent, and he was surrounded by intelligent men. I mean, Henry Kissinger's On China is one of the most thorough books I've ever read about, you know, U.S.-Chinese relations, Chinese diplomacy. And, I mean, you just don't see statesmen like that in the White House anymore.
And by the way, as bad as Kissinger was in ways, he was smart. He said the Ukraine war should end 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we're not going to win this without World War III.
Yeah.
You don't want to go there, so just take it off the table.
Yeah. I think there's a good distinction there. I mean, he thought he was doing everything for the best of the United States, and sometimes that landed us in very bloody conflicts that we probably didn't need to be in. But you can't take away that he was an extremely intelligent man. And that even lasted till he was like 100 years old.
And he knew the only way to win is nuclear war, and then no one wins. So he said, stop it now in Ukraine. There's a threat continuation ladder, and we're going up it towards total war. And we go, oh, you're a traitor. You don't want war with Russia. It has to stop.
I think they're okay with that. I mean, we saw the Anglos, we saw the Dulles brothers, George Bush family fund the rise of Hitler and with the goal of taking out the Russian Empire and wiping out Russian society. So when you look at the people that came before the current generation of politicians, it's not surprising what they're doing.
By the way, you show your knowledge of history, which most people don't have. Putin calls them the Anglos. Because that's the name of the group. It doesn't mean white people. It's the Anglo-American Empire. That's Churchill's name for it.
Mm.
And when Putin talks, he calls it directly out. And that's where we are.
Yeah, yeah. And it's 100% where we are. It's the city of London and Wall Street funding all of this madness. And history hasn't changed a whole lot from the end of World War II. You know, the end of World War II, Stalin was worried that the United States was going to drop the bomb on the Soviet Union. So he sent the elite Soviet paratroopers to the west of the Soviet Union for a potential invasion of the United States down through Alaska. And history really hasn't changed all that much since then. It's the same goals.
What do you really think of Putin? Because they're genuinely mad at him because, like Nixon, he's actually the leader. He's been very, very restrained, but they're getting more and more enraged with him. Trying to push him, I guess, by the terror attack at the theater, the Crocus Theater, and the rest of it. They're trying to push him by triggering hardline Russians to try to force him into a wider war. I think he's been extremely restrained.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, they all know that if they get rid of Putin, you're just going to have someone that's more of a hardline anti-Western figure that rises to power. I mean, you can look at Dmitry Medvedev, the former president of Russia, and that guy is like Putin's rabid dog's spokesman. He's very anti-West in his tone. And, you know, Putin is a guy that tried to join the EU. He's a guy that tried to join NATO.
Like they say, oh, he's evil because he went to the WEF. He went to the power. He tried to get Russia into the system.
Yeah, yeah.
He said that in speeches. He said, I've tried to work with you. We've got all these resources. All you want's war.
Yeah.
And you want to cut our son's dicks off.
And you can look back to the Munich speech he gave, like in 2010, I think it was 2008, 2010, where he was talking to all the world leaders.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From Marson Ingalls being promoted by British intelligence, and it was the British that funded, and they sent, you know, 100,000 plus Russian Americans who were mainly Jewish, this is a historical fact, over there in 1917 to overthrow the Tsar. So I'm not defending the white Russians or what the Tsarists were doing or the corruption that was already inherent in Russia. I understand all that, but it's like getting rid of apartheid, bringing in, you know, communists in South Africa and what's happened there. You like replace syphilis with brain cancer. Mm-hmm. So you call yourself a communist, but then you support Trump, but not even Russia and China are following what you would call orthodox communism. So how do you square that up?
Well, as for the historical record of the Soviets or the Bolshevik Revolution, rather, I mean, the British were directly opposed to them, and they funded the white movements. They funded the white army. And
they always fund both. Are you saying the West did not fund Lenin's train of gold?
No, I'm not aware of that. And you brought that up last time we talked, and I looked into
it. Well, no, you raised Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler and Anthony Sutton, the U.S. Senate historian. That's all true, and I've got clips of that. That's all true.
Yeah.
It's true that Brown Brother Harriman, the Bushes, Hitler, Operation Paperclip, British intelligence setting up Hitler to then double-cross him. They had a secret peace treaty.
Yeah.
Rudolf Hess trying to fly it. I mean, I've read literally, I used to be addicted to it. I barely sleep. I've read, it sounds ridiculous. I probably read 500 history books from a different angle. So you get a real knowledge reading them all.
Yeah.
And then reading the writings of Hitler and all the rest of it, talking to family that was there. So I agree with you, Hitler was really bad, but it was also a setup. and Neville Chamberlain and all the rest that was designed to appease, to suck him in, and Edward VIII was really a Nazi, he was the head of the EU, and the King of England, and he had to advocate on over American woman. I know all those facts. What I'm saying to you, and just run over me if you want, is that why is corporate media promoting what you'd call communism? Why did the CFR back communist China till 10 years ago when they broke with them? I see Xi Jinping breaking with them and saying a three-child policy is good. That's why George Soros went from saying he's the best guy in the world 10 years ago to he's Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
So I get what you're saying, that the end-all, be-all of evil is not Xi Jinping, or certainly not Vladimir Putin. I don't see Russia doing anything China's doing. So I think out of all the countries in the world, Russia's being the most moral right now. I just say it as a fact. But how, I mean, that's the history that's there, that the big universities promoting communism, all of this.
Well, I think we need to distinguish two things. You brought up Orthodox communism. What is that? It's not blue-haired liberals. It's not AOC. It's not Bernie Sanders. It's not this racial divide. It's not any of it's not, you know, we're just going to tax billionaires more. It's not any of that. It's looking at what are the fundamental problems of our country. We prioritize in our country right now, it's anti-growth politics.
So you see it as state-directed pro-populist views?
No, I see it as communism. I see it as nothing but that. I mean, you look at.
There's nothing more centralized. Okay, go ahead. I'm going to shut up. Go ahead.
You say centralized. I think our economy is centralized right now. I think it's a planned
centralized
economy.
It's totally crony capitalist fascist.
I think the difference is in a communist country, you plan the economy for the people and for the country to improve. In a country like we have today, I don't think you can really call it capitalism.
Well, Stalin was bad in my view and killed a lot of people, but Russia did leap forward from 95% being agrarian farmers to a high-tech titan in 50 years.
Yeah, they went from horse-drawn plows before Stalin to after Stalin having one of the most fierce, you know, militaries, nuclear bombs, and a developed society that's the foundation of Russia today. But
that's the power of humanity. I don't want to harness humanity like a horse. I want it to be free, and then on its own free will, it can pull 10 times away.
Well, there's always going to be people pulling and maneuvering.
I'm going to shut up. I keep saying I am. Okay, I'm going to shut up for 5 minutes. Go ahead and tell us about communism.
What I was saying was, in America, in the West, you have an economy that's planned and oriented for the big banksters, for Wall Street, for the energy conglomerates, for big pharma to, you know, saddle their horse to pocket more cash and ultimately to achieve more control over the masses to ultimately depopulate the countries. In a country like China or the Soviet Union, I mean, their goals are growth, 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 and prioritizing the people, at the fundamental point of their economy. It's not about prioritizing big banks. It's not about prioritizing anything other than the people. It's about making sure that people live better lives, more prosperous lives, have more free time, can have easier access to goods. I mean, I was just having a conversation with someone today. We were talking about the delivery systems in the United States versus the delivery systems in China, because I just got back from China a few months ago. In China, if you want any basic good, if you want a pen, if you want a hair dryer, whatever it may be, you order it, and, you know, on their equivalent of Amazon, and it arrives from a guy on a moped within 10 minutes. In the United States, you have to wait 3 days to get something like that. So I think China is just showing that whatever they're doing is working. You can have critiques of Chinese culture, of their history, whatever. But since World War II, we've seen a handful of ideologies play out, a handful of different forms of government that have played out. And I think that ultimately communism has proven to be the most successful. Meritocracy has proven to be the most successful. What we have in the United States is an abysmal failure, and it's about to implode right before our eyes.
Well, I don't debate with you that the current kleptocracy we have is corrupt, but I would not call it capitalism, but a form of corporate fascism using communism at the lower ranks to control people. And then to say communism delivers, it caused the Russian population to basically shrink. They had long food lines. You know, classical communism does not work. Barack Obama, before he left office, gave speeches all over the world where he said, well, we want to work with communist countries, with capitalist countries, and then we get the goods from them. And that just becomes a more form of planned economy centralization. So I think communist, fascist, all those are just interchangeable terms. We have command and control economies. And so just because we look at our corrupt system does not mean that we then endorse these other systems of Xi Jinping and Joseph Stalin.
Based on China's economic structure, it's just ultimately increase, the levers of production and make sure that, you know, manufacturing is at its peak and that these systems benefit the people as a whole. I mean, they lifted 840 million people out of poverty in the last 40 years.
And drones fly around.
So
telling you what to do.
Taking aside, well, I mean, I've been to China. I haven't seen any of that. I think China's lied about quite a bit. I didn't see any social credit scores. I didn't see any drones. I didn't see anything like that. But
China has a social credit score.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
That's because you're a foreigner.
I think
you're not enrolled in it.
Vice News did the piece on the social credit score, and I just don't really believe anything Vice News has to say. But what do you think? Besides, put aside the surveillance.
Here's the deal: China was following the globalist model of one-child policy till 10 years ago. I'm glad Xi Jinping got off that, but no, I mean they were following the globalist.
They were
cheap.
And that's another.
You're going to ask me a question, but later we'll get back to it. What do you make of the clear break with the communist Chinese, the globalist?
Well, I think communists as a whole, I mean, the whole idea of communism is to have ruthless self-critique. You hear Stalin talk about that. You heard Mao talk about that. And the Chinese are very open about it. If you go to China, just average people, the government, the leaders, they're all very open about the problems that are facing their country and what they need to do to solve these problems. So when I went there, you know, I didn't really know what was kosher to talk about with people. And the people were just talking about the problems with me. They said, oh, you know, we have, we've got this problem that we're trying to deal with population and so forth. And we're, you know, applying these solutions to try and fix these issues. In the United States, the government, the people, everyone just acts like we don't have problems as our
country.
Yeah,
they tell us there's no inflation.
Yeah.
Or no inflation until 6 months ago. Now it's really bad, but they're going to
fix it. Yeah. So what I was going to ask you was, putting aside, you know, potential critiques you might have about China's surveillance or, you know, biometric stuff that they're doing, what do you dislike about China's economy? Because they've GDP purchasing power parity, they far surpassed the United States. They've lifted tens of millions out of poverty. What are your problems, I guess, with China's economic structure?
Well, that's because they were given one-sided trade deals with the middlemen Trump talked about. Since the 1970s, to transfer all the production capacity, they don't have the carbon taxes. They don't have their coal power plants being shut down. So they have cheaper energy. The globalists have built in economic tariffs against the West because they had deals with China to make more. As Trump, when we saw the deals, we're like, wait, the Chinese make like 20%. The middlemen make like 60%. And then we make 20%.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, you won't believe what the BlackRock, which is true. And you can see that as a command and control of Trump. No, it's not command and control to say, how did middlemen set up deals where only Chinese companies deal with this?
Yeah.
And Xi Jinping has pulled that back. That's why the middlemen are pissed. Now I've broken with Xi Jinping. So I see that as a good break. It's just that's why China did. And they have smart people who are working. I'm not taking it away from them. Over a billion of them. I mean, that was, you know.
Yeah, you know, I think one interesting thing about China is that when Trump was...
Hold on, Jackson Hinkle, stay there. People can follow you on X at Jackson Hinkle. And that's the place to follow you?
Yes, only place.
And I'm Alex Jones at InfoWars.com, band.video, and Real Alex Jones. Please follow us there. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.